Are we recording? Good. Okay, I'm walking, so forgive the breathing and forgive the occasional cars. But I'm thinking today about the importance of family and how as a culture and as a nation and perhaps even as a world, we have de-emphasized the very important role of family. And it's something I believe explains why there's so much discord among our youth today. We have abdicated our responsibility to be parents. Younger people are not aspiring to be parents because they've been taught that having children contributes to overpopulation or even worse, to climate change. And as a consequence of this, in the last 2 to 3 generations, what we've seen is that our schools are now filling the role of parents. So I want to go back to the beginning, because every progressive society, and I don't mean progressive in the political sense, but progressive in the evolutionary sense, every society has learned that the family is the most important foundational building block for society. Without a community made up of strong families and family units, the most important things in society are never taught. Number one, tolerance, altruism. The family is the most important unit in society, just as the nucleus is the most important element in physics. And without that cohesiveness of the family unit, society is lost. We're losing our children. We're losing them to groupthink. We're losing them, and they're not learning the very important skills that you get from a cohesive family unit. So let me give you 3 examples of what happens when 2 people make love and conceive of a child. There are 3 outcomes. 1, they conceive a child and they both agree to commit lifelong to the raising of that child or multiple children. And in doing so, they become partners in creating the next generation of life with the hope of making that person a productive member of society. That's scenario 1. Scenario 2, 2 people fall in love, they make love, they produce a child, but the father decides he does not want to be a parent, and so he leaves it to the choice of the mother, who must either decide, 1, to have the child and try to raise the child on her own, or 2, give the child up for abortion, or 3, give the child to another parent who may want to take the child under the conditions of adoption. So right now our emphasis for the mother, she has to make a choice. Do I bring a child into this world and try to raise it on my own? Or do I abort the child? So in our system, in our country last year, there were over 600,000 parents who made the decision to abort their children. Now, it doesn't matter which side you stand on the abortion issue. The point is that this reflects how our culture looks at child rearing in our country. And we have now 2 to 3 generations of children who have been raised in single family homes, where you have one parent, usually the mother, taking on all the responsibility and providing the complete worldview of the mother to her child or children, which is not fair to the child, because that child is only getting one perspective, the mother's worldview, as opposed to the father's perspective. And as you know, men and women, they are different biologically. They interact in society differently. They have different emotional responses in all ways. Men and women are not equal in every aspect, but they are complementary to each other. Evolution has made us very complementary to one another. So we were designed to raise and foster children. It is the link that connects one generation to the other. Also, grandparents are living longer these days. The last 100 years, we've seen an increase in the number of years that people live. The average age of a man now is 77. For women, I think it's 82 or 83. That's a good thing. It means that grandparents have more of an opportunity now to spend time teaching their grandchildren. But where are the grandchildren? The grandchildren are not there. So I believe that we need to reorient our entire society back to the idea of building strong families and getting people excited about the prospect of raising children, the most important and the most satisfying experience on the planet. I know we're coming up on Mother's Day. We're coming up on Father's Day. We should celebrate mothers. We should celebrate fathers for their important contribution to the world if we take our responsibilities. I believe that our culture dissuades people from the very important and very crucial role of being a parent. We're too caught up in our liberty and our own freedom and our pursuance of careers that satiate every need except for that one need, which is to procreate, create offsprings of ourselves, and then nurture them into being beautiful people that can have lives that are rewarding. That's what the emphasis should be on in our society today. Our schools should put more effort, especially at a younger age, getting them excited about the idea of one day having children of their own. It also gives them an inward look at themselves and their role within the paradigm of being a child and then immersing into an adult and then eventually to becoming a parent. And I believe that if we were to reorientate the experts, psychiatrists, commentators, we should reward family and we should treasure family like a diamond. And until we do that, we will continue to see chaos and angst among our youth. We cannot abdicate our responsibilities if we hope to continue to progress truly as an intolerant, altruistic, brotherly, familial aggregation of families. Family has to be the number one priority of our planet. If it isn't, we will just continue to deconstruct and all hope will be lost. And I believe that to be true. So I'm going to start spending some time on that in my show and talking more about the importance of family and how we can turn this ship around. That's it.